You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, WGOD, all truth, all the time. If I owned a radio station, that's what I would call it. Yeah, it's a shame that only one station can own those call letters, and I love being a radio man. I love the idea, the truth, you see, that God is always broadcasting. It's you and I that tend to drift and get away of His signal or just turn the dial completely. Maybe we don't want to hear a word from Him. Maybe we're like Adam, you know, where we want to do our own thing. But thank God He is faithful. He's always broadcasting. He always has a word for you when you tune in to His frequency. And God's got a word for you today. We're looking here in Revelation chapter 11 is where we're at here. I teach these live Wednesday nights. We're looking at Bible prophecy at Island Community Church. This was done on Facebook Live at 6 o'clock, Wednesday night at 6. Even when things return to normal, still you can watch along with us on Facebook Live Wednesday night at 6. If you're interested in Bible prophecy, right now is what we're looking at Wednesdays. We're in the book of Acts on Sunday morning. And I've entitled this The Mark of the Beast. And that's where we started on Friday on this study from last Wednesday night with people asking the question, is a COVID-19 vaccination taking the mark of the beast? To cut to the chase, I'd say no. And it's no, because when the mark of the beast comes, I believe you're going to have to make a stand for God. And this is not making a stand for God. I know it's an economic mark. No one will buy or sell, but you're going to have to make the choice between the two, I believe. I encourage you to listen to that program from Friday and from Monday. Here's the last part that's going to air on the radio of the Mark of the Beast. God's plan is not going to resume with the nation of Israel until His plan with us is done. Did you know that's going to happen? We're going to get to that here as we go along. God's plan with the Gentiles is temporary, friend. It's going to come to an end. It's temporary. And the tribulation is a time between God and the nation of Israel, God and the Jews. That's why there's 144,000. It's not 144,000 Christians. It's 144,000 Jews, 12,000 by tribe. It's the nation of Israel. Okay, as I said, I believe the two witnesses are here for the second half of the tribulation. And there's no point on preaching, that is, if your preaching is designed to save people, not condemn people, there's no point in preaching to Jews if Jews are incapable of hearing your message and following you. Listen to this verse. Let me read this verse. Matter of fact, if you'd like to turn there, we're going to look at a couple different verses here. Romans chapter 11. Now, I just made a comment. There's no use preaching to Jews if Jews aren't going to hear your message. Jews can't hear the message right now because of what's happened to them. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says on what's happened to the Jews. This is why it's a grave mistake to write off the Jews like certain denominations do. They write them off and think the church has replaced Israel because you look around, you look what's happened to Israel, and you say, well, God must be done with them. And Paul goes, not so fast, Smedley. God is not done with the nation of Israel. Romans 11:1, has God cast away his people whom he foreknew? Meganoito, God forbid God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Don't you read your Bibles? Don't you know what the Bible says about Elijah? That's okay, but here, verse 8. Listen to this verse, Romans 11:8, speaking of national Israel. It says, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, down to this very day. And the time is coming where this veil is going to be lifted off our Jewish friends. All right, book, chapter, and verse, Esposito. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that question. It's Romans 11:25. While you're in Romans, come on down here to verse 25. Everything I say to you is right here in the Bible. The Jews have been given a spirit of stupor. Notice how God's given it to them. When you read in 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says Satan has blinded the minds of those that are lost. But Israel, God has blinded them. God has put them in a spirit of stupor. This was part of God's plan. Why? Because he loves you. He has stopped. He's put them on the back burner, and he's moved over here, and now he's dealing with the church. But the time is coming where he's going to be done dealing with the church. And the great shock and awe and warning is, friend, to make sure that your name is in the book of life before he's done dealing with the church. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. This is the word of God. He says, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own opinion. The King James says conceits. That is, don't be conceited, friend. Don't think you're better than your Jewish neighbor because you believe and he doesn't, or that you're more special than him. You believe and this poor sap over here doesn't. This is part of God's plan all along, was to do it this way. All along, this was God's plan. So he says, don't be wise in your own conceits. Now here's the plan, or here's what's happened. Blindness, that's the Greek word parosis. You know, you have parosis is when a tissue, is when scar tissue or something grows on a bone and makes it brittle and soft. Blindness, like osteoporosis, is when there's a callus or something on the bones that it makes the bones soft and easy to break. Here, so that's the word here for blindness. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. You see, fullness is a number. Again, don't be ignorant of this mystery. Now, a mystery is something that's never been heard before. No one knew this. No apostle, no prophet. This is the first time anyone's ever heard this. Isaiah didn't know it. Ezekiel didn't know it. Zechariah, Peter, John, James. No one knew this. It's coming directly from the Holy Spirit to us, the church. Don't be ignorant of this, which you would have if he wasn't telling you. Don't be proud. You're not any better than this person. This is what's happened. Blindness, in part, that is not all of them. A lot of Jews believe. Paul was one of them. Elijah thought he was the only one. God goes, not so fast, Smedley. I've got 7,000 over here that have not bowed the knee to Baal. You're not the only one. And Paul's not the only one. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
meaning there's a number. In my opinion now, I'll give you my opinion of what this means, that there's a number. Full is a number, like a full tank of gas, like a full 168 hours to a week, like a full 60 seconds to a minute, like a full 60 minutes to an hour, like a full, think about it. Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. You see, full is full. And you cannot add anything to full. Go to the gas station, try to add gasoline to a full tank of gas. You can't do it. You cannot add anything to full. You can't add anything to the fullness of time. Let's say Jesus came on December 25th. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but he couldn't have come on the 26th. He couldn't have come on the 24th. He came at the fullness of time, at the exact moment, not a minute too soon and not a minute later. He came at the fullness of time. And now blindness has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles. There's a number known only to God. And once that number is hit, wham, that's when the door is shut. Where do you read that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that too. Luke 13:24, where they said, Lord, are there a few that will be saved? He says, strive to enter through the narrow gate, because many will try to get in. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door. The time is coming when God is at the door. Also, you can read about the 10 virgins. Matthew chapter 25, five were ready, five weren't. Those that were ready, when the master came back, went in with him to the feast, then the door was shut. Afterwards, the others came in and tried to get in, and they weren't able to get in. You see, many will try to get in and will not. This is the great mystery. Not a mystery anymore. And that is, once this number is hit, it's all over, friend. If you've rejected Jesus Christ, if you've been around this world long enough to hear the gospel preached, to know who Jesus is and reject him, when this number hits, when God starts dealing with the nation of Israel, the door is shut. I've just given you the proof of that. Again, look it up. Read it for yourself. Read about all the people that want to get in and can't get in because they missed the first train. And the great lie is there is no second train. There is no second train. There's now. Today is the day of salvation. He says, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Believe today. Because once this number is hit, the Bible says in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. Genesis, that's Old Testament? Yeah, that's right. He did the same thing back when Noah and his wife and his three sons and three daughter-in-laws were in the ark. He did the same thing. The Bible says only eight people were saved. Only eight people got saved. And then God's judgment came and everyone else died. And if you found the ark today, you'd see scratch marks all over it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM.